Well, we usually ask that question coming in and saying, is your team doing the rocking? Or
is your team getting rocked?
A little bit different this time around, though, as we are kicking off the season. Welcome in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, the very first of the 2025-2026 season with Jake and Boz. And Bozzy, it feels good to be back, doesn't it?
It does. I'm telling you, I can't believe football season is here. We're ready to go.
Let's get after it. We've got plenty in store for this preview show. We've done the preview show. Now this is year number three for it, and that means it's Jamboree night. A lot of you out there are either traveling to a Jamboree. Maybe you're already at a Jamboree. But it's Jamboree time, which means, Buzz, these kids are getting out there for the first real action against other teams in semi-full go.
Yeah, I mean, they started practice here a couple weeks ago, and it's different than it was, say, 4 or 5 years ago, where teams could start practicing early, and they beat each other up for a while, and then you're looking forward to that Jamboree, but now it's just a short 2 weeks. Jamborees are here. First game kicking off next week.
Next week, we're going to talk about some area games that are exciting for Boz and I. They will be our potential game of the week. We've got 9 coaches lined up here for this preview show. We'll have Coach Derek Jasper from Troy kicking this thing off here in just a few minutes. Then Coach Michael Gladsick from Nemaha Central. Coach Roger Holthaus from Centralia. Coach Bryce Payton from Riverside. Coach Brooks Barta from Holton. Coach Caleb Wick from Jackson Heights. Coach Eric Detweiler of Axtell, as well as Coach Caleb Moeller. He's from Sabetha. And then rounding us out will be Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble here for our roster here tonight. Want to also thank Sports Director Brandon Tabman joining us a little bit here tonight as well. B-Tad, you ready for the football season to get underway?
Yeah, it's about time, right? I mean, we've been waiting for this for some time, kind of over the summer, and ready for the weather to cool down just a touch. Just a touch. We'll still have some warm days, but I know a lot of communities are rocking, ready to roll, and all three of us here, plus everybody involved, excited to get week 1 going next week.
MSC Sports Radio Network is ready to get rolling. Had our sports meeting last week. We got everything ready to rock and roll going on here this season, ready to get this underway. You can always download the all-new MSC Radio app. That way you can listen to not only Boz and I in our post game for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, but any of the games of the week. You'll be able to hear those as well across the networks through the MSC Radio app. Well, fellas, should we go ahead and get right into this thing here tonight?
Come on. Let's go.
All right. We're going to go straight to our Giant Communications hotline. It's not open for you, the listener. It's open for our coaches here tonight. And we've got our first coach on the line right away. And would you expect anything other than this, Coach Jasper? How many times did it ring? Twice, and you're on the air.
That's right. I'm batting leadoff, I guess, huh?
That's right. You got a pretty good average, don't you? You batting over 500 at least?
Yeah, I got cat-like quickness, too. That's why I hit me at leadoff.
All right, Coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans leading this off for us. And, Coach, the summer's over. School's back in session. Jamboree night tonight. What's it been like for you the last few months getting these boys ready to rock and roll for this fall?
Oh, guys, gentlemen, are we ready for some football?
I'm on the campus
of Highland Community College, and we've been up here since they got this new turf field doing this Jamboree. What is it, like 6-7 years now we've been doing this. So a fun way to get things going, kind of get your feet wet, see if you know how to line up, you know, and hit some people that don't have the same color jerseys on as you. And we need that because right now we've been practicing with 21, so we haven't even been able to go 11-on-11. So this is something important for us to do before we go out and play week 1. So excited about tonight. Been excited all summer to get this thing going. Seems like me, you, and Boss were just in Dodge City just like yesterday at 1A State girls basketball, and here we are at football season again.
No doubt. It's gone fast. Hey, Coach, tell us about your summer prep. I know that's a big part of every football program. Was participation good? You guys make some progress in the weight room this summer?
Really good. We had the most days of weights we've had since I've been coaching. 42 days of weight sessions, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening, so the kids don't have an excuse to miss. You know, if they play American Legion baseball, they come in the morning. If they go throw hay or walk beans in the morning, they get to come at night. So had great attendance, had 5-6 guys with perfect attendance, and had about 14 kids with over 90% attendance. So
wow.
Very good summer. very special summer for us. And, you know, when we only have 21, 23 kids out, that's pretty good attendance. So hopefully it pays off. You know, we've been kind of injury riddled the last couple years. And, you know, we tell the kids, hey, you know, the more you lift weights, sometimes that lowers your chance of injury. So hopefully it'll pay off for us.
Nice.
Yeah, you got Caston Jasper, of course, coach, at quarterback. Spent time out there, you know, for a little bit. You know, had to step in for a start, filled in on some other occasions. Talk about his growth, his progression going into his junior year. He did throw over 500 yards total last year, had 14 total touchdowns. I know you're excited about him this year.
Yeah, you know, and it's different coaching your son. I've done that before. And his growth mainly is his size. He's sprouted up a little bit. He's a little taller than I am right now, but I think I'm shrinking. But it seems like he's about 6'1", maybe 170 pounds. So really took a big growth spurt even since the end of basketball last year. So a little bigger, maybe a little tougher, a little stronger. So, and he's had some experience, even though we only got to play one JV game his freshman year, two JV games his sophomore year. We were fortunate enough to get some big leads last year, and he played a lot of second halves. So really has that experience. But, you know, it might be a work in progress with our offense. We're trying to fill in for Logan Blevins, Jack Hartman, Gannon Bowe, and some of those kids we lost. So really lost some good players, only lost four seniors. But it might kind of be a work in progress. Hopefully our defense is a little further along than our offense right now.
Start the season off next week, Coach, at Republic County. A little bit of a trip for you guys here for week number one, but just tell me what you're expecting to get out of the Jamboree tonight as you head into week one next week.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're still playing TVL in the TVL. We're going out past Marysville, you know, and so it's not that big a deal for us since we've been in that league. We know it's close to a three-hour bus trip, but hopefully the weather will be kind of cool and we can put those windows down on the bus. But, yeah, got to beat that trip first. Really got to focus in on that trip. We've had this two-year home and away with Republic County, and I think they've got about everybody back, and I think they're pretty optimistic that this might be their best team in a handful of years. So a real good test for us, a non-league, of course, non-district game. So kind of a good way to open the season, but it is a long trip.
Last thing that we'll let you get after it is just, I guess, expectations coming into this season. You mentioned it. A decent senior class that graduated a year ago. Brandon mentioned the, you know, casting in a new role at quarterback for you as a starter this season. I guess, what are expectations here early on?
Well, we're going to kind of find out where we're at as the season goes on. We kind of got a theme called Brick by Brick. So that's kind of a gradual building process, paying attention to detail. Our real goal is to try to get past week 10. We still call week 10 the first game of the playoffs. I know week 9 is supposedly a playoff game, but we've exited week 10 the last 3 years, and, man, we'd like to get over that hump. That would mean playing on November 14th at least. And, man, 1A East is going to be tough, as always. We've got two teams here tonight, Rossville and Riverside, here at our Jamboree that I think are not only two of the best teams on the east side of 1A, maybe two of the best teams in the state in 1A. Both of these guys got about 40 kids out here, so really big 1A programs, and Rossville is Rossville, and Riverside, I think, is being overlooked a little bit. They got 11 starters back on defense, a four-year quarterback. Going to be a really good test for us tonight, and we might leave here a little humbled, but the best thing about this is just kind of seeing where we're at. But that's kind of our expectations, to try to get over that Week 10 hump, and if we can stay healthy, we may have that chance.
All right, Coach. Well, Coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans, you said that you don't remember it's been the first time ever in your career as coaching. That's only been, what, 5 years or so, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Well, hey, best of luck to you, Coach. Thanks for taking time to talk with us here tonight. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys doing the show.
All right, that was Coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans, fellas. Bonds, start with you. I mean, you know, this was your dark horse pick a season ago. They had some kids graduate, moving on to the next level of their chapter in life, and so now they got to reload a little bit heading into this season.
They do, and here's the thing. Last year with Troy, as you mentioned, they were my dark horse. I thought that team could make a really deep run, and they had a good season, but Coach, he alluded to it a little bit. I mean, they had some injury issues last year. The only benefit, looking back on that, is they had a lot of younger guys that had to step up, get thrown into the fire a little bit, so they've got a little more experience. I think this team, every year, Troy, they're going to be in the mix. And Coach talked about if they can get past that week 10, I mean, that's kind of the hump for them. And I think they've got every chance to do that this year.
Big-time season coming up for Troy. B-Tad, anything you take away from Coach Jasper right there?
Yeah, that he's not really a very seasoned coach. I mean, right? From what it sounds
like?
Yeah, 5 years.
Been
doing this for a long
time? Yeah, not very long at all.
No, it's I can't wait to start chatting it up with him with our locker room chat starting next week. But you mentioned the injury bug last year. It's really been like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they have really been hurt by injuries. If their offensive line can stay healthy, they have 4 returning starters. The thing is, at running back, they lost so much production at the skill position on offense. They're going to have basically 2 new running backs, one that was injured all of last year, another one that had to sit out because of a transfer. So a few new names that are going to be making plays for Troy this year. But Kasten Jasper, you mentioned, or Coach did, he's gotten bigger. He is very athletic and, you know, got a chance to see him in a limited role. So I think the defense will be fine if the offensive line can stay healthy. I think this team very much has a good shot. But again, you look back-to-back district games in 2 of the last 3 weeks, Riverside Centralia. So that's going to be a big stretch for them as they got a pretty nice schedule the first month and a half. So they certainly have an opportunity to get some wins here and get some momentum going into that latter half.
All right, Boz, we got a couple minutes here. Our next coach will be Coach Michael Glatzik from Nemaha Central, calling us live from his jamboree as well. But we got some games that we're kind of highlighting on our side of things, because don't forget that you find Boz and I at a game this season. You say, is this your game of the week? You're going to get yourself a little gift card.
Yeah.
So make sure you come out and find us. And so we've got a few different games that we've kind of highlighted that might be our game that we're at next week.
Yeah, so these are, it's awful early. I mean, these are just
really
week one, the start of the season. But there's some key matchups here. I mean, you're talking about games that right out of the gates are big games. I'd love to see these matchups in week 8, you know, towards the end of the season. But first one that is a big time matchup, Jackson Heights versus Riverside. These are two teams that expectations are really high. You alluded to Riverside. They return almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
20 letter winners. 19 of those guys started last year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that you better watch out for. And Jackson Heights, I think the biggest thing with them, they graduated a few guys, but they got a ton back still. And I think they've got a chip on their shoulder. The way their season ended last year, there's a ton of motivation for this team. I think that's going to be a fantastic matchup week one right out of the gates.
That's 1 of 5 that we have chosen. We'll talk about those throughout the night tonight as games that Boz and I could be at. Brandon, you're going to be at that game next week.
Yeah, we're locked
as that
in.
One's on 103.9 as well as on the Cobra Channel next Friday night at Jackson Heights. You're pretty pumped for that game, I'm sure.
Again, you got to play the game at the end of the day. Actually, it's funny that we're talking about this game early because I was doing a little reading on my drive up, just kind of looking through some of the...
Hold on, you were reading while driving?
I was not driving.
Oh, okay, good. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Ray's here. Give
a shout out to Ray. Got Ray Penning in the house.
Shout out Ray Penning, Kurt Kilman also. Those guys are going to be obviously helping out with you jabronis during the scoreboard show this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
So, Riverside-Jackson Heights, there were, I believe my number right, 39 returning all-league players in the Northeast Kansas League. Do you guys want to take a shot of how many of those 39 players are either from Jackson Heights or Riverside?
Well, 20 of them are from Riverside. So I would say that...
20?
Isn't that what you just said?
Did you say letter winners?
Oh, sorry, letter winners. Sorry, all-league.
Sorry.
Okay. That was my fault. All-league returners.
All-league.
39 all-league returners, or at least some, whether it was honorable mention, first team, second team, some piece... All-league.
I'm going to say 14.
For combined between the two?
Combined.
39 total between all the teams in the leagues.
I'm
in the league.
I'm going to say 11.
It was 18.
Woo!
Wow.
Might have been 19. It was 18 for sure. Might have been 19. It was over 40% of the all-league returners are from either Jackson Heights or Riverside. So on paper, these are the two best teams in the league, but it does not mean that's how it's going to end when it's all said and done.
Sure, no doubt about that.
Straight up.
We've also got Boz and I's Dark Horse Picks of the Year. We do it every year, and year one, year two, we had some good choices. I got a streak to keep alive.
You do,
And
not a streak.
Two is a streak. Oh, we got Coach Glatzik calling my cellular device. We're going to have him call the right number here in a second. But
he's getting back to you. He's all good.
Yeah, but
it's not like he's at a jamboree trying to coach a little bit.
Right, exactly. No, but the point of the dark horse, Boz, we kind of needed to revamp it, but maybe just refocus what that is going to look like.
Yeah, so we're going to maybe dive into this a little bit later, but just kind of real quick, when Jake and I are sitting down looking at dark horse picks, it's really kind of complicated. And the amount of time that we dig into these teams, is kind of astonishing to me, because the thing is, we kind of set the guideline last year. They needed to improve by 150%.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. If you picked a team that had maybe two wins, all of a sudden they go to four wins, that's a improvement. Now, the dilemma that we have is winning four games a season, is that successful? And then you can really go down a rabbit hole and say, well, if you won one game the year prior and you win three or four, absolutely, in their mind, that particular school, that might be a successful season.
Yeah.
So we've kind of had to take a different look at it a little bit and just, not like you said, revamp, but kind of figure a little bit differently how we look at that. So we'll kind of dive into some of those things here a little bit later.
Okay, so that means, again, there's all the teams are on the board, but what teams, and again, we need to preface it like we do every year. Just because we don't pick your team doesn't mean we don't think your team's good.
Man, we love every team.
We love everybody.
Too many teams. We cover too many teams.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
There's a lot.
There's only two of you guys.
That's right. And we definitely can't be having just, you know, everybody as a dark horse, because that's no fun.
No.
That's no fun at all. But you know what is fun, though? Is going back to Giant Communications Hotline, as we've got head coach Michael Glatzik of the Nemaha Central Thunder on the line with us. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. It's Jake Boz, and we got B-Tad in here as well. But we're going to go right into it. I know you're strapped for time, but tell me about how your summer went in preparation, as now it's Jamboree night, week one next week. How's the summer going into the night been for you?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Obviously, it feels good. That football season is finally back. I spent last night mostly watching college football. Summer's always busy. These kids, you know, 3-2-1A level, 4A level, you know, they run ragged the month of June, and then you can kind of hone in on football a little bit month of July, and then give them a little mental break of what I like to do myself, coaching staff, players. And then obviously we started, what, August 18th there, and practice number 10 tonight at the Jamboree. We got a senior-heavy team, which has been awesome to see them kind of lead those youngsters up. We're only as good as our second team, so I really think they've been doing a good job coaching those second, third-teamers up, because you never know when we're going to need them.
Tell me about your guys' Jamboree here tonight. Again, get good looks from good quality teams every year. Do you feel like the Jamboree, since it's been put in place the last few years, has been beneficial for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, nobody wants to lose anybody. That's kind of the one negative thing about the Jamboree, but, you know, you could lose anybody doing anything. But, I remember Coach Bainham and my dad back in the day. I'm saying I'm old now, but, you know, they always say, you know, you make the biggest improvements from week one to week two. Now you can kind of, you know, go from Jamboree to week one, kind of get your feet wet, going full speed, full go, heading into week one. So that's an awesome feeling.
Coach, let's start with Carter Hike. Obviously, just such a tremendous career. You know, it's been awesome watching you guys the last few years. He's going into his senior year. He's put up obviously ridiculous numbers, but talk about his growth. It wasn't long ago we were covering him for Seneca Legion Baseball, so he does a little bit of everything, but talk about his preparation, getting him back into his senior year.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring him up. You know, I just chatted with him today. He feels good mentally, feels good physically. He's a little lighter this year at 210 instead of 220, because last year he brought up that he didn't feel like he was elusive enough the first 4 weeks, and then he finally got to it. But he feels good, you know, like you just said, he's a busy dude. He does football, in the fall, basketball in winter, baseball in the spring, baseball in the summer, basketball in the summer, football in the summer. And then, right now he can kind of hone in on football, which is obviously a sport. Just an all around good kid. You know, he's always lifting the weight room early in the morning, getting his body right. He's stretching nonstop because he knows he's not the flexible kid. So I'm hoping he gets a shot somewhere at the next level. It'll be fun to see him grow up.
Hey, Coach, this is Boz. I kind of hesitated to bring this up, but I got to ask you on this. You guys had a tremendous run the last several seasons, came up just a little short last year. How much motivation do you feel that from your kids? Is there a chip on their shoulder how things ended last season? Again, state runner-up, nothing to be upset about, but does that play into preparation with your guys?
Yeah, there is. You know, we had our spring meeting, late spring. I got with the coaching staff and I told the kids, I said, this is the hardest we're going to coach you. They're an experienced group. We got nine coming back both ways. But like I told them, so does Southeast Saline, so does Osage. Grove has a couple kids coming back, so Beth is going to be good. So it's just not us that's returning nine kids. Obviously practice number 10 is tonight, and I feel like we have had a good 10 days of pushing them.
mentally, physically. We're putting a lot more stuff in than we have in the past just because of their experience.
Nice.
Hey, Coach, final thing. We'll let you get back at it again. Really appreciate you taking some time to chat with us here tonight. But next week at Marysville to kick off the season, just tell me about the preparation as you guys are getting ready for that game.
I don't have to say much about Marysville. These boys are ready to roll. We tossed one up to a very good physical team. Coach Trimble's offense, defense, they play extremely hard. They're going to be ready to roll this year. But hopefully our boys kind of have that in the back of their minds that, hey, we tossed one up last year against a really good team. So, obviously, we got to be ready, because they're going to keep coming downhill fast and physical.
All right, Coach Michael Glatzik of the Nemaha Central Thunder, again, thank you so much for taking some time, and good luck this season. I know we'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks for all you do.
No problem. That's, again, Coach Michael Glatzik of the Nemaha Central Thunder. Boz, I'll start with you once again. And, again, what'd you take away there from Coach Glatz as they're ready to rock and roll this season?
Well, the thing that I think you're going to find from almost every team or every coach that we talk to, Coach Jasper mentioned it, brick by brick, Coach Glatzik talks about daily preparation. They've had good 10 days of practice. I think this team is one that I had to ask the question because I don't want to go back and revisit.
How dare you?
That was not a great time to lose a state title. Not a great time, but a great feeling. You know what I mean?
Never is a good time to lose a state title.
There you go.
Not a great time. No, I mean, you leave that just deflated, completely deflated, the way that happened. So I feel like it's got to be some motivation for the kids. But as a coaching staff, how do you take that and mold that and fuel that fire moving into the next season? I think it's going to be a really, really good team. You got Carter Hike. I mean, what do you say? That kid at quarterback, anything's possible.
Hutt is what you say.
And you've got an offensive line. They lost two guys, but I think they've got some other dudes that are going to step in. It's going to be a good football team.
All right, we're going to be rolling into our next coach here in just a second. But, B-Tad, go ahead and give me your thoughts really quickly about what you heard there from Coach Glatzik.
Yeah, it seems pretty business as usual for him. He seems pretty even keel most of the time, and he's all business. And he mentioned the returners, the amount, but I'm glad he did bring it up because it is not just them. 2A is loaded this year. Osage, yeah. A lot of the teams that they saw in the playoffs last year, Council Grove, who they saw in the sub-state title game, they're going to be really good. Osage City, as you mentioned, who they saw in the quarterfinals, that was an incredible fun game to watch. It's just, you could make an argument for 6 or 7 teams right now going into 2A. Nemaha Central, obviously a big part of that group.
You know, somebody who's seeing Nemaha Central tonight is Coach Roger Holthaus of the Centralia Panthers. Coach, thanks for taking some time to chat with us here tonight.
No problem, Jake. I appreciate having me.
All right. I got Boz with me and Brandon as well. But, Coach, you guys come off a great season a year ago, make it to the state title, 11-2 record. Just tell me about off of last year into the summer, and now we're coming into the fall finally as football season's back once again. What's the preparation been like for you guys? How excited for you to get this season going?
I'm very excited to get the season going. I thought we had a good summer. As far as last year's state title run, that's kind of over now. So this is a new team, a different year, and this year's team. It's their turn to try to do what they can do, and we'll go from there.
Coach, you guys have a great jamboree. That's great preparation. How important is it, do you feel like, for your guys to get you guys to be able to have a competitive jamboree like you guys have year in and year out?
It's the greatest thing. I think the state of Kansas got this one right, because if you don't have this, it's an inter-squad scrimmage, and you don't really get anything out of those, and you're still hitting the same kids. So this is live. You're seeing somebody different. We're going to see a lot of mistakes, which we just got done seeing a lot of mistakes, and go back to film Monday and try to correct those mistakes and get a little bit better. So this is awesome for us. I think for the state of football, it's great. High school state of, for the whole state, it's a great thing.
Coach, you guys once again have a difficult start to the season, Valley Heights, and then you see Mid-Buchanan, of course, a very good team out of Missouri. You also got, Riverside, Troy, just a very balanced and difficult schedule when you look at the league, out of league, and then also district play. Just like for as long as you've been doing it, it's going to be a week-by-week basis, and it's going to start with a very good team in week one next week.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity for us, and we'll learn something from this jamboree tonight, correct our mistakes, and like you said, we're going to play a very good Valley Heights team and kind of see where we're at and try to get a little bit better each day we move on, or each week we move on.
Coach, really appreciate you joining us. Just one more thing. We'll let you get back at it. What are you most excited about for this Centralia Panther team? I heard there's some new uniforms this season.
Yeah, we got new uniforms, and heck, we got new lights on the football field. So, you know, that's good. I don't know if that's good or bad, but you know, other coaches said it's kind of dark there, and you wear black jerseys so you can hide the football really well. So I don't know if that's all Jasper there. He always says that to me, but
love it.
So we got some good things going on right now, and hopefully we continue to be successful.
Man, you're a class act, Raj. I really appreciate you taking some time to join with us. Okay, good luck the rest of this week and next week as well.
I appreciate you. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Coach Roger Holthouse, never a man that is short for words, but, man, I always just smile whenever I talk to Roger, whether it's in person, on the phone, it doesn't matter. But, my gosh, he's such a joy to talk to, and the guy knows football.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's been coaching for a long, long time, and you know, I'm excited to see what Centralia does this season. Another team that makes it to a state title game, they come up just a little bit short. They got some guys they got to replace this season, but Centralia, year in, year out, they're going to be there. They're always in the mix. They run a tough offense. It's tough for teams to prepare for. They got a new quarterback this year, Quentin Aldifer, fantastic athlete. He's going to step into that role. I think he's going to be just fine. So I just look for Centralia to keep doing what they do. They win games.
B-Tab, what do you think?
Yeah, Aldifer, you mentioned him. He was basically the most utilized skill position player for him last year, over 1,300 combined rushing and receiving. And if you know anything about Centralia football, you know what they like to do, and that is run the ball.
Spinner back,
wear dark jerseys and hide the football.
And hide the football, turn off the lights.
Yeah.
Coach Jasper was sick and tired of that, so he quickly called. Made a quick call and got that changed. So, no, that's cool. They got new jerseys. They got new lights. The lights are going to be even brighter there. It's always fun. They got some of the best supports, you know, obviously here in Northeast Kansas. But just like Boz said, they're always in the mix. I don't think that's going to really change at all.
No, that week one game against Valley Heights I think is going to be really intriguing. I mean, the two times they played the last two seasons came down to final possession in that ball game. And we're going to talk with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble at the very end of this show and get his perspective on his team. But I think that is going to be a big-time game, Boz. Don't you agree?
Yeah, that is one that we have talked about quite a bit. Valley Heights is they're good. They had a really good season last year, and every time we talk about these teams, there's kids graduate, they lose a few. I think the team of Valley Heights is still going to do what they do. They're very physical. They lost some guys with offensive production, but I think Valley Heights is still going to be a really good football team, and that's a big-time matchup for Centralia right out of the gates in week one.
And then Brandon mentioned Mid-Buchanan. That was the only regular season loss for Centralia last year.
And they were one of the best teams
in Missouri.
In Missouri, by the way.
Absolutely.
It wasn't just any old team in Missouri. They were a state-ranked team, and they went on a roll after taking a beating from them.
And then Centralia, after Mid-Buchanan, Onega, D-West, Morrill Hill, Horton, and then Troy and Riverside again. A very balanced schedule, and the Panthers are looking to make another deep push into the postseason. Speaking of deep pushes into the postseason, we'll be hearing here in just momentarily from the head man from Riverside and Bryce Payton. That's a team that this is a big highlighted year. We've already talked about the matchup they've got in week one, Jackson Heights and Riverside. But before we get into that, before we get with Coach Payton, Boz, I think I'm okay with you going ahead, if you're cool, if you're good with it, and revealing who you think is going to be your dark horse of the season.
Do we get a drum roll or something going on here? I'm telling you, this is so, so hard. And Jake mentioned it at the start of the show. We put a lot of time in this. We love all our area teams. It's really hard just to pick one. But I'm going with JCN. Back to the
Chargers.
So here's my thought process on this. This team, they were 5-4 last season. They had a fantastic run 2 years ago, making it to the state title game. It was, yeah, Jake's going to take some credit for picking them two years ago.
What happened?
You did.
Oh, yeah.
You picked them. That was a great pick.
Okay.
So last year was kind of a rebuilding season. Lost a whole bunch of guys off that team. I know Coach Snyder. I've gotten to know him pretty well the last several years. This team he's excited about. They've got a lot of dudes returning, 8 starters on both sides of the ball. Will Elias, we mentioned his name last year quite a bit for our game ball nominees. He's back at quarterback. The defensive line is probably one of the strongest they've had probably for a little while. when you've got good skill guys. I mean, they got running backs, tons of them. They got a whole bunch of guys that they can go to at any time. Offensive line, they've got veteran dudes up front. I think all the pieces fit for this JCN team to make a really deep run. Their schedule, we've talked a little bit about that. They could be a 7-1 team. The big matchup they're going to have is Jackson Heights, end of the season.
On paper, exactly.
Everything we're talking about is on paper.
Right.
Obviously, their first game against Mar Hill. Mar Hill's going to be a good team, so you can't overlook anybody. But the schedule is favorable for them. They could run through that first half of the schedule and really be kind of on a collision course with Jackson Heights.
For not only a potential league title, but a district title. And then having that one seed in the East
is big on
the line. You know, we talked about Riverside, JCN, Jackson Heights, Rossville. All those teams, 1A in the East. Who's going to get that top seed? I guarantee you, I would put my mortgage on it. It's one of those four teams that's going to be the number one seed in the East. Brandon, what do you think?
Yeah, we talked about 2A being loaded. I think you can say that pretty much about 1A as well. And I'm glad Coach Jasper pointed it out in our first talk of the show here tonight about, you know, he called out Riverside, Rossville. He's like, hey, it's not just the East. These are two of the best teams in the state. And then Rossville, obviously, they're going to see three big East League opponents. You could argue the top three teams. And just like they did last year, we'll see if they can do it again. Basically ran through everybody else and made a deep run before seeing Centralia in the semifinals. So they're going to be right there. Riverside's going to be there. JCN's got a good chance. Jackson Heights is going to be there. So we got quite a few local teams here in Northeast Kansas in Class 1A. That are going to be right in the mix when we get to the end of this thing.
Well, Boz gave you his dark horse pick of the season, and it is...
It's pretty underwhelming.
JCN, the Chargers.
Okay.
Whoa, back up. What, underwhelming?
I don't know. I felt like there should have been like some cheering. I mean, we gave him the drum roll.
Oh, yeah.
We need to have
some...
Like that anticipation to that one right there just felt
okay.
A little underwhelming.
Well, not underwhelming on the pick.
Yeah, no.
The fanfare.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
You know who likes a little bit of fanfare?
Who's that?
And this is a dude that hooked me up at state softball with some food. He's a great individual, and he's got a really good football team. Joining us now on the Giant Communications Hotline is Mr. Bryce Payton of the Riverside Cyclones. Coach, how's the jamboree going for you tonight?
Just got started. So JV's out there getting a couple reps with Rossville real quick, and varsity's going to be on.
Okay, well, hey,
tell me
how the summer went for you, Coach. We got Boz and we got Brandon Tabman here with us as well. But tell me how the summer went for you and getting preparation for the season start. Are you ready that football? Are you excited football's finally here?
Yeah, man, I think all of our guys are. We had a great summer. We averaged probably, 40-ish, a couple non-football players there in the summer. But we had great turnout. All summer long, and we had some good practices, and I think our kids are ready to go. And this is your first little test of seeing somebody different other than the guys you get to bang around with every single day. So this will be fun to see, and couldn't ask for a better night to start it.
Hey, Coach, it's Boz. I got a question I need to ask you about. In your time as a head coach, have you had a group with this many returning starters? I mean, you've got 20 letter winners, 8 returning starters on offense, 11 on defense. Have you had that before, and how does that impact your preparation? I mean, I'm assuming you don't have to start from scratch with a bunch of new guys. You're probably ready to just roll into practice and kind of start trying to fine-tune things.
You're exactly right, and we're very, very fortunate. To have guys starting for multiple years, that means they were probably starting as freshmen, and we were their first 2 years were in the big seven, and playing big seven with seven freshmen on the field and then 7 sophomores on the field wasn't always the best combination for winning, but I think last year we took a step in the right direction, and the daily grind of learning how to win reps, and then we struggled some last year, even with all those juniors and some sophomores that just didn't know how to put their foot on the gas or on the throat, and really take a game that they should take, which I'm hoping that's going to be our next step this year, is being able to understand that we're a good team and start from the very beginning. But yes, lots of returners, and it's not just on offense and defense too. Like we're pretty blessed right now with some some sophomores that that came in and played good special teams, and that's also huge in small football, small A football, where you know there our guys are able to take some time and not really step down a whole lot. So looking forward to it, and yeah, we got a ton of kids and they're all excited, so we're ready to go.
What's up, Coach? I know you guys are ready to go, and it's going to be a pretty quick turnaround once you guys get going next week, and especially after a holiday week. I'm guessing it may be kind of altered with the holiday on Monday, and we've already had some coaches on here, and a lot of it's the same. You know, week one, it's kind of, all right, let's see where we're at. Well, you guys are playing a very good team in Jackson Heights on the road week one, so I'm guessing you're going to have a pretty good idea where your team is at going into next Friday, or at least afterwards.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yep. It's going to be a good one, and our kids are going to be ready, and you know, they've gotten the best of us the last couple of years, and you know, our kids have been, like I said, our kids have been grinding on this all summer long, and they're kind of ready to go. So not just in general, but for that game specifically, you know, week one's always big, and then it's going to be good playing there. It's going to be nice and loud and lots of fans and probably another beautiful night. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it, and they're a very, very good team, well coached, and that'll really show us where we're at after week one. So. Yeah, we're ready to go.
I feel like it's a big thing that what Boz mentioned as far as Coach, your guys' returners and your guys' ability to have guys that have varsity reps coming into their senior season. Then you look at your schedule, and again, I know, you know, I'm not asking you to give me coach speak, but I figured you'd give it to me anyway, you know, one game at a time. But you look at that schedule, Coach, and you guys have an opportunity really to set your guys' selves up for a one seed top of 1A East. You know, what's the mindset when you look at everything and say, okay, let's get this season rolling. Let's try and get as good as we can get so we can get to the postseason and position ourselves correctly.
Well, you're right, and it is one game at a time. We're not going to, you know, we really haven't dove too far in. You know, we're kind of focused on ourselves and beating ourselves up here and the first couple of weeks and trying to get ourselves prepared. But next week we will definitely, you know, after this jamboree, we'll be flipping the script full time to, you know, to Jackson Heights. And with the holiday week, we'll be a little bit different on Monday, but we'll make it work. And our guys are going to be ready to go. And, you know, it should be a good season. But, you know, I think there are some teams that are going to surprise teams that we're going to play. You know, you just never know with a couple of them. And I know there are some that have pretty good numbers and some guys that are definitely coming back that are itching to get back too. So, it's not going to be any sort of cakewalk. But we're excited for the ability to really set ourselves right in the league, after week one. You know, that will really change things if we take that one week one. So, we're going to be looking to be ready to go.
All right, Coach. Well, I know that we got plenty of Riverside fans that love calling into the show, and we look forward to those conversations this season. Good luck to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks. I talked to Bob the other day, and there, you know, she's ready to call in, have some fun. So hopefully, have lots of good times on Friday nights on the way home. So thank you guys for all you do. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. That's head coach Bryce Payton of the Riverside Cyclones jumping off with us. But big thanks to him for taking some time again. It's one thing, fellas, I feel like, to get a coach to have an interview with you and talk about their team and stuff. It's nothing different when they're in the middle of practicing, like, game situations right now against teams they, you know, they've been beating up on each other for a month and a half. And now it's time to get against somebody different, but they're taking time to talk to us.
They are.
It's cool.
It is a cool deal. And just to be fair, I mean, you contacted some other coaches like, this doesn't fit quite right. You know, we're on the field, we're coaching a jamboree, and we get that.
Yeah.
But, man, it is cool when they take some time out and just give us 5 minutes, give us their insight. And for me, coaching in the past, that'd be really hard to do. See your kids out, and you're kind of talking on the phone and doing a radio interview while your guys are playing.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
It's very cool. All right, BTAD, quickly here, what's some takeaways you got there from Coach Payton? Again, Riverside, a team we're very high on because of the proofs in the pudding from what we got coming into this season.
Yeah, and he touched up on it after Boz's question, talking about the experience. Not only, you know, these aren't guys, all these seniors, this huge senior class that's coming back, you know, it's not like they just or, you know, had waited their turn and are now stepping in. Most of these key contributors were right on the field as freshmen, and they had been doing it now going on 4 years. So the experience in that factor is probably as much as any in the state among this classification. So there's a right for there to be the hype around Riverside this year. And obviously, on paper, as we've said that a couple times tonight, on paper, two best teams in the Northeast Kansas League at it in week one. And excited to get that prep going, because we will have that for you.
Yeah, and to your point, B-Tad, there is, and that's why I brought up that question. There's a big difference between guys that maybe don't have a lot of varsity experience. They've played JV, and now they're seniors, and they're moving up, and it's their time. But from day one, you got to coach a whole different speed. You got to get them to play faster. Everything happens faster. Riverside's coming in, start day one at practice. You still have to play fast, but you don't have to teach that. You don't have to hammer it into your players. So that's one thing, one less thing you got to worry about.
One less thing you got to worry about, and one more thing we've got to worry about is we've got halfway through our coaches now. We give big thanks to Coach Derek Jasper, Coach Michael Gladsick, Coach Roger Holthaus, and Coach Bryce Payton, who have been on with us so far. Still, we'll be hearing from Coach Brooks Barda, Coach Caleb Wick, Coach Eric Detweiler from Axtell, Coach Caleb Moeller of Sabetha, and Valley Heights head man Coach Cody Trimble will round things out. But at this point in time, I feel like it's okay for maybe me to give up my dark horse pick of the season.
Well, Boss told me his. You kept yours quiet. So.
I kept mine close to the vest because, honestly, up until about...
Not sure he deserves the drum roll.
What time did I pick you?
Totally does.
What time did I pick you up, Boss? 4:45, 4:50?
Yeah, it was about 5:15, I think, when you told me.
Yeah. It was not too long ago that I finally made a decision on my dark horse pick of the season. But it's a team that is tradition-rich, and maybe the past couple seasons haven't gone the way they wanted to, but they got a lot coming back, similar to Riverside, with some varsity experience. A 5-5 record a season ago. They play in the Big East League. It's the Houlton Wildcats.
Okay.
I'm picking Houlton because not only...
Was that the Wildcats?
Did I hear that? Go ahead.
You can put that with the eagle screech.
Yeah, exactly.
Wildcat growl.
So Houlton, again, a team that was, it was a challenging, because you see 5-5, but their first two games a season ago were losses by a combined 2 points against Sabetha and Riley County. They got a schedule this season to start off at Sabetha. That's going to be a tough game out the gate. Then they got home games against Riley County, Roll Valley, at Perry, home Jeff West, and that's a schedule that could be favorable. Then you go to Hayden in district play, home against Hiawatha for senior night, and then they end at Leavenworth, the Pioneers of Leavenworth.
Kind of an odd game, right?
Last year Pioneers. They picked them up. Yeah,
yeah, just yeah. Picked them up, yeah.
Had to fill a schedule, picked them up a year ago in a home-and-home series, so now they're at Leavenworth this year. But a team that has got some experience coming back in the backfield. But what Boz and I were talking about on the way up here, where Boz kind of agreed a little bit with my mindset, was this might be the biggest line Houlton has had in quite some time.
Yeah. And that's really what it boils down to. And we were kind of talking about, and Houlton's always in the mix. I mean, we're always talking about this team. Probably not a team that we really looked at as a dark horse, because traditionally they're near the top of whatever league. They're making a deep run in playoffs. But as you mentioned, last year things could have gone either way. A couple games, if they get wins, things change a little bit. But when I was looking through this roster, you got returning guys, and you've got some beef on this offensive line. If you know anything about Houlton football, everything starts with the offensive line. You can't run the wishbone and run 80 times a game if you don't have dudes up front that are blocking for you, and they have that this year, along with some good skill guys in the backfield.
You got 270 in Caleb McCrory. You got 205 Eli Hines, 295 Ian Windsor. Zach Irie at 290. I mean, Tucker Wilkerson at 220. Cody Rodriguez at 235.
College reading.
I mean, these are contributors.
290. I'm just saying. Yeah, you're talking about beef on the offensive line and what they like to do, and they got some really good backs coming back too. So
yeah, exactly.
It's certainly a mix. And going off what Boss said, you know, again, traditionally, like everybody knows, pretty much success that Coach Barda has had at Houlton and all the success that they've had. But again, two or three plays from being, you know, 7-3 compared to 5-5. You talk about those first two, you always have the game against Hayden circled on the schedule, regardless of when it is, where it's at. So, yeah, I mean, I'm cool with your dark horse pick. Sorry we didn't give you the drum roll. But
that's okay. No, it's all right.
Didn't work,
you know, especially when you are accurate in your picks 2 years in a row, I understand there's a little bit of angst towards it.
Are you feeling pressure? A little pressure?
I feel a little bit of pressure right now because, again, with our criteria,
to make it, you know, to where it's a successful pick, you know. I mean, I'm not putting any pressure on Holton by any stretch. Just I'm feeling a little bit of pressure of, did I pick the right team for it?
I don't think anybody listening from Holton feels pressure because you picked.
Oh, no, now they do. Now they do. They're like, man, we got to make sure we get Jake his third straight correct football dark horse
pick.
Can't
let Spalding down.
That's right. That's right.
They just have Jake written on the chalkboard in the locker room all season.
Locker room
do
hype.
It for Jake.
And so, yeah, so that's actually another game, I believe, Boz, that is on our schedule as a potential next week.
It is, and here's why. Obviously, Holton didn't have the season they wanted to last season, and Coach Barta talked about it. They got to get off to a better start. They lost a couple games early, very close football games, and it's, again, you're early in the season. It's not like it makes or breaks the season, but mentally, with your confidence, you drop a couple games that are very close, and it can have an impact. So Coach Bart is all about, we got to get off to a quicker start. And you mentioned the favorable schedule. If they could pick up a couple of those first two games that they lost last year, now all of a sudden maybe they're sitting at 5-0 before they go face a really good Hayden team.
Very true. Again, and when we say favorable schedule, again, this is everything on paper, fellas, right?
Yeah.
This is something that, you know, expectations.
Literally, I'm looking at it on a piece of paper.
I mean, if you haven't picked up your Pigskin preview yet, the MSC Sports group has done a great job once again. Brandon Tabman heading the top of that. Justin Fluke as the editor. But you can see predictions in there for each league. You can see who all graduated. Maybe they're playing next level. But this is a Holton team that a season ago they finished fifth in conference play, 4-2 in league play, 5-5 overall.
That's
but
how good the Big East is. Think about that. They
exactly.
went 4-2.
Yeah, 4-2, and they finished fifth.
Yeah.
And this is a team that's predicted to finish top three here this season. And we're not going to point fingers at who's doing the predictions by any stretch or anything like that. We can put his address and phone number out there on social media if you'd like us to.
I'm sure you could probably find it on Google. I mean, not that crazy.
Go ahead, Boz, and tell me about a couple more games that we've got.
So another game that we've got, we wanted to talk about this one. We will definitely not be at this game just because it's a long ways away. We couldn't get back for the scoreboard show. But Nemaha Central Marysville.
Yeah.
If you were just looking at good games and you wanted to make this trip, I think that's going to be a fantastic game. Marysville, last season, punched Nemaha Central in the face. I talked to some guys after that game last year, and they said, we got beat up.
Yeah.
That had not happened to a Nemaha Central team for a long, long time. So Marysville's going to be a good football team. Nemaha's trying to keep their winning ways going, but I think it's crucially important for Nemaha to get the win to start the season off.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sticking here with the Big East conversation, now we're going to go to the Giant Communications Hotline once again. Head coach Brooks Barta of the Holton Wildcats. Coach, good time tonight for the Jamboree. Just tell me a little bit about how the summer's gone. I'm with Boz and Brandon Tabman here in studio, and we've got preparation for the fall here. How are things looking for you here coming out of the summer?
Well, I thought we did a good job this summer. We got a lot of kids that did a nice job in the weight room, and our summer camp went well, and you know, with the cool weather, fall camp has gone well so far, and we got a nice senior class. We just got to stay healthy and get better.
I got to ask you something really quick. 30 years, Coach, here at Holton. Does it seem like it's flown by for you so far?
Oh, I don't know if it's flown by. There's a lot of days it feels like this is all I've ever done. But, you know, it's a new group of kids, and they've been a lot of fun. They're receptive to what we're doing, and we don't have the numbers we'd like, but we sure got good kids that want to work at it.
Yeah, Coach, everything with you guys, it's going to start up front. You guys got great size on the offensive line coming back, you know, maybe mixing some other guys in there. Just talk about the camaraderie of that group up front leading it, specifically more on the offensive side.
Well, I think, you know, we've got a couple sophomores that can really help us on the offensive line. And over the years, I've always said you don't want to play very many sophomores, but we've got several that are pretty good players. And we're not playing schools of 700 kids anymore, so I think they're going to fit in and do nice, and I think it's the same on our offensive line. We really got to stay healthy.
I want to go back to your backfield here really quickly, Coach, and you got a new quarterback this year in Alec Frazier, but you got guys in the backfield that have produced really well for you the past couple of seasons, and Cale Frazier, Corbin Wilson, just to name a couple. What are expectations coming into the Jamboree tonight and then heading into Sabetha next week for this kind of new backfield you got?
I think we're about as big and strong as we've been in the backfield for our fullbacks and running backs, so that's really nice. And I think we got some big, strong tight ends, too, and I think we can play kind of traditional Holton football this year.
All right, Coach. You guys got start off with Sabetha next week, and then continue on in the Big East League with Riley County. Those are two games from a season ago that, man, it really was a coin flip as far as that. That those two losses combined by 2 points. You know, what kind of expectations are you setting for your squad heading into this first week next week?
Well, you know, we were really green on the offensive line last year, and that I thought that hurt us early in the year. And, you know, I think we're a little more talented up front. We're putting a lot more emphasis on these early season games. We still want to be a playoff team and win the playoffs, but, you know, we're really looking forward to the Sabetha game, and they're a tough team to prepare for. They play in the box, and they're physical.
Last thing, I'll let you get back at it. I appreciate you taking some time for us tonight. Is just the Jamboree and the ideology behind it, getting to get against somebody else other than beating each other up before your first game. What are you liking so much about Jamborees?
Well, you know, we're going to play Topeka High and Topeka West, so we probably see more talent in terms of speed and more size than we're going to see all year. So that's kind of nice to see that, as long as you come out healthy. But you know, you kind of are limited in the number of reps, so it's kind of a give and take for that.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate you taking some time. Good luck next week, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, Head Coach Brooks Barta of the Houlton Wildcats on the line with us right there. And, fellas, get your again, a guy that's been around the block a time or two. He's got this figured out. And I loved when he started by saying that we are – we got a really strong, like, he feels like it's more like Houlton football. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's watched Houlton football, I mean, you've got, it's a traditional running team. I mean, you're going to run the ball over and over and over and over, and you've got to have some dudes up front that can get that done and make some holes for your running backs. And I think he feels really good about the offensive line, the experience and size. So that's a plus for him. The thing that I took away listening to him, he said, we're going to place a little more focus on the first two games.
Yeah.
They're important, but you would hear a lot of times coaches say, well, it's, you know, first game of the season. We're not
right,
play.
Like on the opposite side for Troy, Coach Jasper, he's like, yeah, we go to Republic County. It'll be a nice test. It's out of league. It's out of district. So, like, yeah, it's completely different in that factor.
But I think where he's coming from is last season you drop a couple games that were so close. And how does that impact your players and confidence?
Mentality.
And mentality moving forward. So I thought that was interesting. I think those first two games of this season for them are going to be very important.
Yeah, no doubt. And another thing that he mentioned, he says, we're probably bigger and stronger in the backfield than we have been in a while. So I think that's something to note for what they like to do. So there's a reason we got them predicted third in the Big East.
Yeah.
We don't think they're going to be scrubs by any stretch. This is going to be a very good football team.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good dark horse pick, I just got to say. Okay?
Yeah, good for you.
All right. Hey, moving on here on the Giant Communications Hotline. We're going to flip it back to the Northeast Kansas League. And talking with us now is head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Coach, I appreciate you taking some time to talk with Boz and myself. We also got B-Tad in here tonight as well. But get right into it. Just tell me, what was the off season like for your guys? Kind of a heartbreaking way to end the season last year, but then you guys propel through to the summer and now heading into the Jamboree here tonight at Mission Valley. Just tell me about how that's been.
Yeah, well, sorry, I didn't really hear your question. We're down in a hole right now here at Mission Valley. Beautiful scenery, I must say. Beautiful scenery, but not really the best reception. But, the way the season ended last year, you know, it was heartbreak. You know, I think everybody knows that. Everybody can see that. You know, who's ever at that game would know that, you know, we kind of handled it for, you know, 3.5 quarters. But, you know, credit Rossville. They made the plays at the end, and we did not. And, you know, that's a sign of a great football team, and all credit goes to them. And I think our boys use that for fuel here in the off season. And we, like I said in the pep rally, we had a lot of 90%ers there in the weight room this fall, just, you know, grinding. And they want to get back to that game, and they want to get a game further, and then maybe a game even further than that this year. So that's always the goal.
You guys have, again, the conversation is you guys lost a few pieces, but you guys bring a lot back here for this next season, Coach. There's obviously some kids we can bring up, like a Drake Mellies, who's getting All-State considerations every year the past couple seasons, heading into now his senior year. But there's some guys that are getting some eye-opening responses now, like an Austin Zeller, like some other kids like Titan Eisenbarth as a senior. Tell me about this squad that you've got heading into this season.
You know, like you said, we have a lot of kids coming back, and whenever you're bringing back a Drake Mellies, Austin Zeller, you know, Anthony Galata, Jace Doyle, like you said, Titan Eisenbarth, you know, that's a good place to start. And then, you know, you sprinkle in Sir Peak and then freshman Tatum Eisenbarth in there. And, you know, there's countless numbers of guys, Ian Allen, Brody Browning, you know, I know I'm going to miss a couple, but, you know, they're all there in the weight room this summer. And this team this year is going to be hopefully very, very dynamic. We have a lot of team speed, and, you know, it's just like every other 1A school. It's about the injury bug. And if we can stay injury free during the course of the season, I think I'm going to like where we're at the end of the year. But, you know, that's always on the back of our minds, and that's something we really have to think about maybe in the upcoming season. You know, if a couple games get out of hand here or there, maybe pulling them a little bit earlier and getting those younger kids some varsity action, because I know we're going to have to rely on them here in the coming years.
Hey, Coach, this is Boz. You may not have heard Jake. He asked a little bit about how your summer went with these returning players, and I wanted to kind of expand just a little bit. You mentioned some motivation, the way the season ended last year, that your guys might have. How big a factor does that play as you approach summer workouts and moving into the start of the season? Is it a big deal? Do they have a chip on their shoulder?
I think it really is. And, you know, whenever you can play on it with a chip on your shoulder, I think you got an edge. And, you know, a couple of these seniors really have aspirations of playing at the next level. And, you know, a couple of them are getting looks and getting offers already. And like I told them, I said, hey, this is your last ride. Like we told the seniors last year, they write their own chapter. They wrote their own book last year. And like I told the seniors this year, that wasn't your book.
Yeah.
This Jamboree tonight is the first chapter of the story. And, you know, hopefully we can start out the season on a bang, and hopefully we can have a lot of chapters of this story. But they write their own chapters, they write their own book, and I think they took that to heart and really worked at it this summer.
Yeah, Coach, going to kind of stick with the offense here. We've talked about Drake Mellies, of course, but I'm glad Jake brought it up. Austin Zeller, listed at 6'4", 215. You know, he's a kid that's really kind of transformed himself into kind of a collegiate prospect, and he's got certainly a ton of athletic ability. How do you kind of utilize him maybe, you know, this year, maybe compared to last year, maybe the year before?
You know, just moving him around a lot more. You know, he might play a lot more wing, H-back, and then we can move him to slot. We can move him out wide. We can do multiple things with him, and that's the greatest thing about having Coach Plattner here as the offensive coach is, you know, his schematic and his offensive prowess is just unbelievable. And, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now without him and the Schumanns and Greg Nalges. I think you're as good as your assistants. And I'm probably biased right here, but I think I have the best staff in the state. And, you know, all kudos to them because they don't get a lot of love here in the magazine publications and everything. But, you know, behind the screen, behind the head coach, you always got great assistants. So all credit goes to them. And, you know, talking about Austin, he came to me and, you know, he said, hey, I really want to play at the next level. What do I have to do? And, you know, the story goes, you know, he came out here his sophomore year, couldn't play any varsity snaps, so no coaches had anything on him his sophomore year. So he's played maybe 6 varsity football games in his high school career, and he's just blowing up, and he's going to get better and better and better. And, you know, if you put him in a proper nutrition there at the collegiate level, you know, I think the sky's the limit for him, and he's really pushed his body in to where it is today, and I think he's just going to keep getting better and better.
Well, Coach, tell me about the Jamboree tonight and Jamborees in general. I've asked every coach this as their final question before we let you get back at it, but the opportunity to go up against a different team so you're not just going against each other the week before your first game. How are you liking it?
Oh, I mean, it's great right now. We just had the first play against Roe of Island. We stopped them for about a 2-yard gain, so, you know, it's starting out the positive side right now. but, you know, we have great people here. It's a good 2-way team. Osage City's ranked a good 2-A team, and Mission Valley comes in, and they look huge down there right now. So what they did over the summer is pretty impressive as well. And whenever you can get that test before that first game, I think it's a totally positive for, you know, the kids know, you know, how the officials are going to be, how it's going to be on turf. Oh, yeah. We just had a fumble. Sorry about that.
There you go.
We were waiting for a coach to jump out mid-interview and say something. So thank you. We finally got one. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a little into the game right now. I might be talking a little fast, but I got I'm walking. I'm pacing back and forth right now. So, you know,
still
it's
coaching,
and it's great. It's great to be out here. It's just great. It's perfect weather out here. If you can hear the crowd, there's another turnover from Osage City. Well, like I said, Osage City's here, Roe Valley's here, Mission Valley's here. It's a great opportunity for us, especially going into that first game against Riverside.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, I know that game next week will be on 103.9. BTAT will be on the call for that for you next week. Good luck next week, and good luck this season. You and I will talk with coaches' shows every single week. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight.
Thank you, guys, and appreciate everything.
All right, head coach Caleb Wick.
Finally, mid conversation with the coach.
We knew it happened.
He had to go back to coach mode. Oh, we just fumbled it. Sorry.
Well, yeah, what was he saying? All I heard was, that's all he was saying. Was
okay.
But I think I couldn't tell if Jackson Heights fumbled or if the team they were up against fumbled. But regardless.
They got a good jamboree that they're.
Oh, no doubt. That
he called
good
Mission Valley
jamboree.
For being pretty stout. And obviously, Osage City, we talked about them pretty early. They're going to be ranked in 2A right out the gate. So, yeah, they get a nice little test and going, and that's a good thing with Riverside waiting in week one.
No doubt. Takeaways from Coach Wick?
Well, I mean, I've asked a couple coaches this, you know, fell short of probably their ultimate goal, winning a state title last year.
You always have to bring things up.
I know, I do. But and the reason I ask that is because it can go both ways.
Sure.
You make it to the pinnacle and you don't finish out the season the way you want. Teams can, they're high school kids. You know, how does that affect them mentally and do they get back in? Because usually the first day after a big loss like that, the kids are fired up and, oh man, we're going to get it next year. And then they're high school kids the next year, week, they're on to something different.
Yeah.
So how much motivation do they take from that and maintain it through the summer? And what's that preparation look like? So I think Coach Wick, he's excited about this team. Sounds like they had a good summer. They got senior class that's excited to write their own chapter. Their
Shout
own
out
book.
Sir Peak.
Yeah.
First team all name.
Yeah.
That's what I say about Sir Peak. Sir. So shout out to him. So Sir. I've always thought that was like the coolest name in the tri-state area.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. I think that, yeah, he definitely takes the cake for that, for sure.
It's going to be, I am just so excited for this game next week, Jackson Heights Riverside. I asked him about Austin Zeller because, yeah, he blew up going into this year. He's, again, 6'4", 215. Asked him. They're going to put him everywhere. I mean, Drake Melly's, you could argue, best quarterback in the league. Austin Zeller might be the best athlete in the Northeast Kansas League, and he's already getting college looks now, and as he said, he's maybe only played 6 varsity games.
Can you imagine what a college program would do with him?
Oh.
They could put 20, 30 pounds on him, and he could be a tight end that could cause some trouble.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah
it would.
Yeah, it's...
Jackson Heights Riverside next week. We've heard from both coaches of that matchup now. Boz, that's one of ours on our week. Go ahead and give it. Make sure we get everybody out there. Our 5 games, we're picking one that we'll be at next week. If you come up to Boz or myself and say, is this your game of the week, you could win a $50 gift card.
So the next game that we talked an awful lot about, you can't ever dismiss this game, the War on 24, Rossville-Silver Lake.
Right out the gate.
Right out the gate.
Didn't that used to be at the end of the year?
It used to be, and then
back
last
the
year, well, they're in different classifications now.
Right.
So they were in the same class a few years ago. But, I mean, even last year, it goes to overtime.
Oh.
And again,
that was one of the better overall games.
Oh, for sure.
In the state.
For sure.
It's always a battle.
Yeah.
These teams, they're so close in proximity, and it's just, man, these are
fantastic. They love each
games.
Other, too.
Yeah, they do.
That friendly kind of, you know, like oh, hey, good to see you. No.
Not so much.
No.
No, that's going to be a really good game as well. And then another one we put on our list, and really the reason we put this on here, Clifton Clyde at Frankfort.
Yep.
Okay, these are two teams that...
The Fighting Wes Anderson!
That's right. That was my pick a couple years ago. I think both these teams are they're really good football teams, and I got to find a good way to say this. When you look at that league, Axtell's at the top. No bones about it.
Sure.
There's no question mark. Which one of these teams is going to vie for a challenger spot? And this is a key game for them. If whichever team wins this game, you can kind of establish yourself as, okay, we've taken a step. We're right here. Can we challenge an Axtell? So I think this is a really important game right out of the gates for both of these teams.
Yeah, league implications on the line for that one for sure for both of those teams. So once again, our matchups that you can find Boz or I at next week, Jackson Heights hosting Riverside, or it could be Holton at Sabetha. Could be Nemaha Central at Marysville. Could be Rossville at Silver Lake, or, as Boz just mentioned, Clifton Clyde at Frankfort. Those are the 5 games. You find Boz or I, you win yourself a $50 gift card. Pretty easy gift card to get. All you got to do is find the 2 best-looking dudes in the stadium.
Okay.
All right, back to the Giant Communications Hotline we go. And speaking of people that are feeling good, looking good, how about 52 straight wins, 4 straight state titles? Heck, even a documentary about him. Coach Eric Detweiler, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great, man. I got Boz with me. We got B-Tat as well here in studio. Tell me about this summer in preparation for this fall. I've asked every coach as the starting question is that. Tell me about the off-season work as we head into this season.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of normal off-season for us. You know, we lift weights and do football activities 4 days a week. And we're usually done by 8 o'clock in the morning and to let our kids, you know, just enjoy the rest of the summer. Obviously, you know, we won state title in all three sports last year, you know, including track, so our kids are kind of beat. So our goal is kind of give them a little break and enjoy high school life a little bit and just play football. So,
hey, Coach, this is Boz. I got a question here for you in regards to personnel on your team. You know, a lot of talk was you guys lost a whole lot off of last season's team, which you did, lost some fantastic players. But tell me about your young guys or guys that are looking to step in and fill those roles. Tell me about their mentality coming into the season.
Yeah, you know, they're eager to chomp at the bit. You know, they don't want to be that team that, you know, obviously ends our winning streak. And they're ready to rock and roll. You know, we got Lucas Talbot's going to step in for us this year. And Jesse Bauer, big kid, you know, 240 pounds. Been chomping at the bit to play the last couple years. Just several others, Abram Costell and we got four or five returners that are, you know, ready to rock and roll and ready to make a name for themselves as well. So,
yeah, Coach, you see Brandon Schmelzley go off to not just play collegiately, but go to a big-time Division I school in Kansas.
Yeah, I don't know about big-time Division
I. Oh, come on.
Sorry. Keep going, football? Brandon. Keep going.
Big 12 football? That's not big-time? Okay. You're hearing this, Coach, right?
Doing is just throwing shade at KU, Coach. That's all I'm doing.
I mean, I went to K-State, but I can acknowledge, you know, high-level football. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Brandon Schmelzley, one of the most decorated, you know, players in all of Kansas football history. Wyatt Detweiler's going to step in, you know, obviously has, you know, a lot of experience playing receiver, good athlete. Talk about, you know, transitioning him and him taking kind of the lead at quarterback this year.
Yeah, you know, I think he's ready for the challenge. He's, obviously watched his older brother Isaac play and knows what he's supposed to be doing and excited for the opportunity to play. And you're right, he's got big shoes to fill. You know, he had Brandon, and before that it was Isaac, you know, and then before that is Quinn Bussing. So we've had some extremely talented quarterbacks here at Axel, and I don't think he wants to let anybody down. And he's just eager and, you know, definitely hit the weight room hard this year where he doesn't want to disappoint anybody and is excited for the opportunity to lead our team.
I love it, Coach. Tell me about Jamboree. I've asked all these coaches so far tonight about this. Want your take as well. Years past, you know, it was more or less you just kind of beat up on each other before week one, but now you have opportunity the past couple seasons to kind of go up against some other people, some different opponents maybe. But tell me about how much you like the Jamboree, what changes you'd like to see within the Jamboree as you head into week one.
Well, I love it. You know, it's a great thing. It gives our kids the opportunity to, like you said, hit somebody else and give us kind of a preseason game basically before week one. And where a lot of times, you know, our week one and week two are looking a little sloppy, hopefully we can, fix those errors before the start of the season. So I like it. Our kids like it. It kind of gets you the game-like atmosphere. It kind of gets our younger classmen, our freshmen, our sophomores feet wet if they have any jitters, pregame jitters, you know, for playing high school football. And, you know, kind of gets them acclimated to playing football at the high school level. And I love it. You know, beautiful weather out here tonight. And so excited. You know, it's awesome.
75 degrees on August 29th. You'll take that 6 days a week, right? Twice on Sunday?
Absolutely. You know, the first week of practice, obviously the heat we had to, you know, change some practice schedules around a little bit. But, yeah, the weather looks fantastic.
How many times you guys run county fair? Huh?
Yeah. Well, let's see. We've had nine practices, so nine.
Nine.
Yeah. So we ran it about every day. Kids are absolutely loving it.
All right. Coach Eric Detweiler of the Axel Eagles. Coach, thanks so much for taking time, as always, with us here tonight. Good luck next week. Good luck this season. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Coach Eric Detweiler of the Eagles. And, Bob, I'm going to start with you. I mean, where do you start with this Eagle team again? 52 straight games that they have won. Four straight state titles. Target's been on their back since 2021.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah,
it's a long time. It's amazing to me, though. Coach Detweiler is the most humble dude you're going to talk to. And he's just like, it's no big deal. What's happening there is insane. Four state titles, 52-game win streak, and he's just like, yeah, we're going to go play football. Guys are working hard. It's like business as usual day after day. That I just love his approach to that and not putting pressure on the guys. The one thing he did say that I'll kind of talk about for a sec, he mentioned Wyatt Detweiler not wanting to let anybody down.
Yeah.
And I just, that kind of hits you. Like, man, there's got to be a ton of pressure on these kids.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be the team that loses the streak. So whether anybody vocalizes that or not within the program, there's some pressure there.
No doubt about it.
Coach is going to keep them even keel. Like, hey, we're just going to go play football. That's all we're going
to
do.
And that's something that, you know, Brandon, I'll throw it to you here in just a second, but that's something that these guys, these kids have got to remember, too, is that this has been a program that Detweiler, Bussing, and Wiebe took over 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and it wasn't an instantaneous thing. This is a program that has been built from the ground up, basically, and they have done it the right way,
yeah.
And you're seeing the benefits because of it, Brandon.
It's crazy the amount of athletes that school has and just constantly yeah. produces year in and year out. And let's not take away the fact that a lot of these kids were, a part of not just football. They won a state title in basketball last year, and they won their third consecutive track title last year. So, and are they the like one of the smallest schools out there?
Yeah.
It's crazy, the numbers. But, man, those kids know what they're doing, and it's just plug and play. They're ready to go. And you mentioned just kind of pressure. You know, Coach ain't talking about
no.
it. They don't talk about that kind of stuff. You know, maybe some people around town, they know the deal. Everyone's got an eye on this Axtell team because not only do they have 52 consecutive wins and four straight titles, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the longest
yep.
in the nation.
Eight-man, yep. Longest eight active man. Streak in the nation for eight-man. It was the second longest, it is the second longest in 11 and eight-man in the nation right now. The only longer streak right now is in New York, is the longest
New York?
Active streak. For high school football.
There?
They do. It's crazy. But they also, again, if you want to learn more about Axtell, I'm going to give a shameless plug here about the MSC Radio Group's first ever documentary that we debuted just a few weeks ago. You can check it out on YouTube. Go to the MSC Radio Group YouTube page, and you can find Chasing Greatness, the Axtell Legacy, a documentary about Axtell, not just the football program, but about the community and the town that showed some resolve when they needed it the most. That is the Chasing Greatness Axtell documentary on the MSC Radio Group YouTube page. I'm sure if you Googled that, then you'd be good to go. And yes, go ahead, Boz.
Yeah, and it's free.
It's free.
Just go watch it. You know, you don't have to pay anything. It's awesome.
I know Amazing. A lot of people are checking out the Kingdom, you know, documentary going right now for the Chiefs and stuff like that. You know, that's great and everything. Everybody's got, you know, some fandom with the Chiefs a little bit at some capacity. Maybe it's hatred. I don't know. But everybody can get around what that story is about for the Axtell Eagles. Hey, that puts us over 80% of the way through our coaches tonight. Just two remain. We'll be joined up by Coach Caleb Moeller from Sabetha here momentarily, followed by Coach Cody Trimble of Valley Heights here in just a little bit. For those just joining in now, maybe as they were leaving their jamboree or heading to the jamboree, or maybe they just plugged it into their app and started listening to it while they're at a jamboree, Boz, you and I pick a dark horse every single season. We are announcing them here tonight. Who is your dark horse for this year?
My dark horse is JCN.
The Chargers.
The Chargers. I'm excited about this team, and they had a magical run 2 years ago, rebuilding a little bit last year. They were 5-4. I think this team has everything they need to make a really big push into the postseason. I'm excited about this team, and Coach Snyder does a fantastic job with those kids, and we're probably going to get some calls from some JCN folks, I think, throughout the season. We got a comment on Facebook right now.
Grandpa G.
Grandpa Gary. I don't know if he knew that I picked him or not. So
no, he'd already left. He listened to the beginning, didn't get to hear that, so he'll be excited, I'm sure, when he hears that.
Absolutely, he will.
My dark horse pick of the season, the Houlton Wildcats, 30th year for head coach Brooks Barta, and we talked to him just a few minutes ago. Just so you know, this entire show will be on our MSC Sports website for you to go back and listen to if you missed somebody. But the conversation with Coach Barta went the way basically of saying that there's some confidence coming from the Houlton Wildcats, a 5-5 team last year, and I can see them making a deep, deep push in 3A this year. It would not surprise me if that's a team we're talking about for a state title a little bit later on this season. That's my dark horse pick of the year. We've got five ball games that we're looking at maybe next week, Boz, that, again, if you find Boz or I and you say, hey, is this Jake and Boz's game of the week?
you win a $50 gift card.
Do you guys even make it to the stands? I mean, I'm just you guys are walking in. I'm just assuming people are already
there. It's happened many times actually, where the gatekeeper will call us out on it, and
that's cheating.
And that's what I've had to tell them, and they've been not so happy about that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we have to see you. You have to see us. But there's a lot of times we're walking through, and because again, I'll be wearing my Baltimore Ravens either purple hoodie or a white Raven Lamar Jackson jersey. Boz will be in his donned his KU stuff.
That's right.
And we're pretty easy to find, especially when neither one of those colors match either the team that exactly. we're going to.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
You do that on purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we got to, got to support our teams a little bit as well. Speaking of the Hogs, they're playing tonight, actually, at home against Wagner.
They are on. I probably need to check that.
You don't need to check that. Nobody really
Wagner
cares.
Wagner 14, KU nothing.
Whoa!
No, I'm just kidding.
You could have seen.
I looked at you with a little side eye.
Actually, if you're not on the Facebook Live, you should pull that up just to see Boz's instantaneous reaction to Brandon's comment.
It's like, no way. It just flip-flopped the score. KU's
now
up
I gotta
14-0.
KU's up 14-0. Is it really?
Yeah.
All right, so that's close.
All right. Again, we're going to be talking with two more coaches here momentarily. As we await that, again, we want to give a big thanks to Coach Derek Jasper, Coach Michael Glatzik, Coach Roger Holthaus, Coach Bryce Payton, Coach Brooks Barta, Coach Caleb Wick, and Eric Detweiler for calling in during their jamboree. We don't take that for granted that coaches take time out of their busy, busy evening of jamboree to talk to us and for you, the fans at home, to listen to what these coaches are thinking, how they're thinking their teams are going to be. And I got to say, we didn't get a whole lot of coach speak yet from most of these coaches. I kind of set up on a platter for Coach Payton. You know, I said, I know you're going to give me coach speak and say week by week, but I really do appreciate these guys being very open with us for the listeners at home.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, they get questioned a lot on tell us about, you know, give us your predictions, how good you guys are going to be,
right.
what's going to happen. And it's hard if you're a coach just to remain even keel and just kind of say the game by game, brick by brick kind of thing. But honestly, I mean, most every coach, their preparation, their approach is the same. I mean, you can't look. We talked a lot about schedules, favorable schedules, and on paper what it looks like. Coaches, they can't do that. I mean, they've got to prepare for this week, and
that's why we're in media, right?
Actually, exactly. We can go throw these questions out.
Yeah, we have every right. It's in my contract.
That's right. Yeah. No, but they have given us some insight. You know how things have gone, preparation over the summer, and then you know how they feel about jamborees and how they feel moving into next week's first game.
No doubt about it. Hey, we also got a moment here to talk about Friday Night Fever starts next week.
Yep.
B-Tad and Crendon will be your hosts of Friday Night Fever starting next Friday. A little bit different time this year
well. Moved it up.
Moving it up a little bit for your drive to the games. You want to talk about some Fever?
Yeah, 5:45 for the start time. Usually
6
o'clock, so nothing too different. Take you up to 6:30. So we're going to have a little extended pregame with our games on 92.1 and 103.9. So that's going to be a lot of fun, a little bit more pregame, more coaches' interviews, things like that. So a little bit more time to really digest into games. But, if you had not heard, 5:45 for the start time for Friday Night Fever this year.
Always a lot of fun. You can always follow on the website as well to see, because, you know, there's a handful of people that are picking games, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was an email that went out, and it's something about how, you know, Brandon's got to pick it up this year on his picks a little bit.
I mean, if you just go by win percentage, it's pretty solid. I mean, it's pretty solid.
Is that what happens when you lose? You try to find things that make it seem better? If we go off just this category, it was good.
It's 2025. I mean, come on.
whatever you need to
find
do.
Everything I can to sneak by. So,
a lot of fun, though, picking games.
It's fun. You know, we have fun with it. You know, whether... You know, again, I enjoy all the teams that we cover,
yep.
but only one team can win the game.
That's right.
So,
and also, you know, just for the simplistic moral side of it, Brandon will never pick a game that he's
correct.
Broadcasting. Same as Crendon, same as Justin, same as anybody and everybody that's involved with it. And so, you know, there won't be no favoritism.
So Jackson Heights Riverside, I will not have a pick for that game.
But Brandon's going to tell us tonight off air, and then we will let you know next week in the scoreboard show.
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I still don't know.
Big time matchup, no doubt about it. Again, we've got Caleb Moeller coming up here in just a few moments, and then Cody Trimble will round out this show. Boz and I will be on every single Friday except for two, starting tonight all the way through the first Friday of March with you, following the conclusion of our games here on Kansaland Radio. It'll be our third year doing this, Boz, and I feel like we learn a little bit of something every single year to make this show maybe a little bit more fun, maybe a little bit better. But I'm excited to get rocking and rolling. But what is your initial reaction when you realize we're talking to folks for the next 6.5 months?
Yeah, I kind of cringed a little bit.
I noticed that.
6 months.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We have such a good time doing this. There's not much more fun we can have than sitting here. We're getting scores coming in live. We're kind of processing all the games. And we get to talk about local kids, you know, local athletes. I've coached for a lot of years at all different levels. And I got a lot of respect for high school kids that dedicate the time and effort into their sport. And you're seeing that kind of dwindle a little bit.
Yeah.
Participation in high school athletics is going down just a little bit because it's not easy. It's hard work. So I love talking about the kids. I love talking about big-time performances and big-time matchups. And if we can shine a light on some of these teams and these kids, man, I'm all for it.
I'm going to ask all of you listening to make sure when you listen the next few weeks to get engaged, whether it's either on Facebook or calling the Giant Communications hotline, and nominate a player for a game ball. Because we have this is our wrinkle this year. Our new wrinkle is there are actually game balls that Boz and I will be handing out to the winners. So if you want somebody from your school to truly win a game ball, it'll be monogrammed. Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. Big thanks to Mr. Brett Lukert and his staff over there at Lukert Chiropractic partnering with us to make this all happen so we can do that.
I have a funny story for you. When we were kind of talking about doing the game ball deal, and I mentioned it to a former high school athlete, and he recalls years ago when he was playing, he heard somebody had told him that he was the game ball winner.
Okay.
And he was all sorts of excited and like, man, where's my ball? Like, when do I get it? Who's bringing it? Like,
yeah, here's the thing about the game ball.
Yeah.
We actually don't have one.
Figuratively, yes, you won a game ball, but I told him what we were doing. He's like, man, that is so cool. I wish that would have been something that took place when I was in high school. So it is a pretty cool deal this year.
Yeah. So we got to have nominations. You can call us on the main line here of 1-888-90-RADIO to get yourself a game ball nomination in for somebody that had a great night, or 785-547-3461. Giant Communications Hotline will be open for y'all next week, but obviously tonight it's been hung up with amazing coaches from around our area. All right, fellas, we've only got a few minutes left here of the show. Again, we hope to have these other coaches join in with us, but we also respect the fact that, man, there might be something going on right now where they're really focused on what's going on in that jamboree, and we respect that for sure. But as we get ready to rock and roll, this is kind of a big kickoff for football season here in our area. B-Tad, I'm going to start with you. What are you most excited about as we start high school sports here next week?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and if you just look back over the handful of years, really since I started, you know, working here, the collective just core of Northeast Kansas sports and how good it really is here compared to other parts of the state, how many runs we have with teams going to state championship games, the number of state titles we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years from all sports, not just football,
sure,
year round. I mean, it's just, it feels kind of on a different level to a certain degree with a lot of the athletes, with a lot of the schools here. Football's the heavy hitter, of course, but we got some big-time volleyball going this weekend.
Yep.
Girls golf is underway. So,
cross
you know,
country.
Shout out to all the other athletes for sure, you know, getting things going. And, you know, I was talking to our morning show guy over on CARE, Big Old Brian. You know, we were chatting it up this morning, and we told him, you know, kind of our age group, we're close to similar age. It's, you get to this point where we're at and how quickly time flies. So it was kind of like a PSA to just all the kids. Maybe it's your senior year. Maybe it's your freshman year. You may not like it now, or you may have issues with it now, but you're going to look back on these times in 10, 15, 20 years and think, man, some of the best times of my life. And it's an honor, Boz, you just talked about it. It's an honor to cover and give these kids the shout out. Even when I don't think I ever had anything in high school ever covered by anybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're blessed to bring the coverage that we do and so many avenues that we have. And obviously it's a joy for us and just as much as it is for the players, fans, communities, coaches, everybody involved.
I feel like you just got roped into our age group, Boz.
I know.
No, that's fine.
Did you mean us, you and I, as an age group?
Dude, I'm like 50 years older than you.
No, Boz is, but...
No, I wasn't going to say that.
But we're not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. How about we go back to Giant Communications Hotline, fellas? Here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on Kansaland Radio, and we go out to our Valley Heights head coach, Mr. Cody Trimble. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time here tonight at your Jamboree. We're going to get right into it here tonight, and tell me about the off season from last season to this off season in the summer, preparation for here tonight, your Jamboree into next week's game. What's it been like for your program?
Yeah, we've had a really good off season. We lost, obviously, a good senior class from last year, but I feel like the guys that we had coming in as seniors this year, and even some of our juniors have stepped up, really provided us some great leadership throughout the spring and summer when we were lifting, and then in the summer when we were doing some of our football stuff. So, very pleased with how the off season went.
Yeah, Coach, you lost some really good skill position players off that senior class from last year, but you do have a lot of returners on the offensive and defensive lines. It kind of starts up there. Talk about that group, kind of how it's gelling, and just the progress on both the lines on defense and offense.
Yeah, for sure. Our offense and defensive line is definitely our strength returning with the most returners. You know, we only lost one guy up front last year. We've had a couple guys rotating there to try to see who's going to win out and be the guy. I think we're getting there. Tonight's going to tell us a lot. But another key piece to our guys up front is our tight ends. You know, with the offense we run, those guys are involved a lot in our run game. So we lost both of those guys last year as well. So we're finding some guys to fill those spots, and we like what we're seeing so far, but still got work to do, obviously.
Still got work to do. It's just a Jamboree, but, Coach, we flip the calendar here just a few days, and next Friday it's at Centralia. This is a matchup that the last couple seasons come down to the last possession for the most part. Tell me what it's like knowing that you've got a great opponent in Centralia, week one, to get your guys' feet really on the ground for the season.
Yeah, you've got to definitely be prepared playing those guys week one. One nice thing is we have a lot of history with them. We've been playing them for a lot of years, so we know what they do. They know what we do. But biggest thing is that I kind of like playing them early is, I mean, you find out where you're at right away. That's a team that's always going to be a contender in 1A. And usually you're going to know right away if you're going to be one as well.
Coach, your schedule kind of opens up after that. I mean, just tell me about your guys' focus as a collective group. You got some holes to fill, but if you can get those holes filled and you guys get off to a good start this season, sky's the limit, right?
Yeah, for sure. Kind of our focus is definitely week one. Obviously, we feel like that's the biggest test. And then after that, I mean, we're not taking anybody lightly by any means, because you never know week to week, but if we can get a great start week one against Centralia, then we have an opportunity to set ourselves up well going into the postseason.
All right, Coach. Sounds like you guys have a lot going on. I really do appreciate you taking some time to call in. One final thing before I let you go. How excited are you to be able to do a Jamboree like this where you get to get some contact against other teams before week one?
This is great for us. You know, we've done it with Clay Center in Riley County in the past, in Republic County. So for us, you know, we don't have the numbers that some of these bigger 3A, 2A schools have. So for us to get some varsity experience is huge. It's hard to replicate that in a soap scrimmage for us, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck. Stay healthy tonight. Good luck next week, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, head coach Cody Trimble of Valley Heights. And, boys, that was it right there.
Say the best for last. There was some action in the background.
Man,
going on
they
there.
Were getting after it.
Kids about to run gassers, it yeah. sounds like, on somebody a Tuesday
did,
morning.
Somebody did not make a tackle, it sounded like.
Yes.
I heard a make the tackle.
Yes. That is what, again, just super thankful. Coach Jasper, Coach Glatzik, Coach Holthouse, Payton, Bardo, Wick, Detweiler, and Trimble. And, again, but just thank you guys for taking some time here for us here today to get this preview show on the way. Here we go. Football season's here. Bonds, I gave B-Tad a little bit of time. I want you to tell everybody really quickly here what makes you so excited. Get going.
Well, B-Tad, he alluded to it. And I think anybody that's covering high school sports in this area, we understand how fortunate we are. There are so many good teams. I mean, there's always going to be a handful of teams that are competing for a state title, and it just gets the hype and the energy. Every season, every year, looking at the start of the season, you can go through and be like, man, we got a whole slew of teams that are, they just got a shot. So we're just pretty blessed with that. And then the other thing I like about this time of the season is there's a lot of small towns, and in my mind, I picture the coffee shop talk.
Yeah.
You know, hey, how's the team going to be this right. season? And there's a lot of banter back and forth, and you're wondering what the team's going to be like, and everybody's talking about players. And this time of the year is when I love it, because it's time, and it starts off, and okay, now let's see what they got.
Can I get some Bruce Buffer, It's Time, really quick?
I'm pretty sure that's trademarked. Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think I could even probably do that.
Thrash your throat trying to do it.
Not worth the phone call. I don't think Justin wants that on Tuesday morning.
All right, well, hey, big thanks to Ray Penn and Kurt Kilman here in studio. B-Tad, thanks for joining us here on this. Brandon will be on coaches' shows next week.
Yes, sir.
Those get fired up. He'll be at Jackson Heights for Riverside Jackson Heights. Boz and I will be right back here next Friday, as well as we kick off week one of the high school football season. Thanks so much for tuning in. Stick with us next week. Guys, it's fall. Get outside.
The best time of the year.
Enjoy. Enjoy. Go fill the stands and support these kids here as sports season in school. We're back, baby, here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA.